If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And how about this for a headline about being a farm spouse?
It's a great life if you can stand it.
Wow. More about life on the farm from the female perspective after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. You know, we spent a lot of time, a well-deserved time, talking about farmer suicide and stress on the farmer, but much less has been said about the stress on women married to male farmers. What was that headline again?
A great life, if you can stand it.
Anna Shiat is a professor at the University of Georgia.
I'm part of a larger project that is looking at farmer stress and well-being in general.
And her focus was on the stress of farm spouses, all women in her study, and they have a lot on their plates.
It was their job to clear everything else out of the way so that the farmer could focus just on farming. So everything had to do with kids, with the house, with sometimes managing the books for the farms, oftentimes having a job outside the farm, all of that was on them.
And she says it isn't like the wives don't work on the farm.
The women talked about moving equipment and moving hay and feeding animals.
And another stressor for farm wives is managing the emotions of the family.
So that would be things like, he's had a hard day, he comes home, it's my job to be uplifting, to help everybody feel cheerful and hopeful, and also serving as a buffer between the farmer and children. One farm woman saying something about, I'm telling my teenage girls, daddy does not need this drama right now. He is tired. Take that somewhere else. And even adult children, because there were some farmers in their 60s who had their 40-year-old sons farming with them, and there would be conflicts about farming, and the wife would sort of serve as a buffer and negotiator there.
And another stressor is isolation.
They can't get off at 5 o'clock and go meet a friend for a drink or coffee or dinner.
Yeah, like she said,
it's a great life if you can stand it.
You can read her full report at the American Psychological Association's website, APA.org. On the food calendar, it is National Ambrosia Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.